Children, come up. If you think you're a child, you can still come up too. All the children to the front. All right. Can we bow our heads to pray? Dear precious and loving Father, we thank you for another Sabbath you have allowed us to see. You give us life and life abundantly. I ask that, Lord, you would be glorified in this children's story, and that the children would please hear your voice speaking to them. Lord, we just want to say thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, who in here likes Sabbath school? Raise your hand. All right, adults, who in here like Sabbath school? Now, you got to come to Sabbath school in order to say you like Sabbath school. All right, amen. Amen. And I'm going to ask, okay, we have one, two helpers. We may need one more helper for offering if someone wants to care. All right, we got it. Never mind, probation is closed. Well, this story is about a little girl named Lucy. What's her name? What was her name? Lucy. Well, Lucy loved to go to Sabbath school as well. She loved to wake up early in the morning, and her parents, they would have worship just before they had Sabbath breakfast and before they headed out the door to Sabbath school. Well, this morning, Lucy wasn't feeling well. And Lucy had a sad look on her face, and she stayed close to mom. You know how some of you do, you stay real close to mom, especially when you don't want to be bothered. You can hide behind her skirt like I used to do with my mom. And, you know, you hide your face, and mom tries to scoot away, but you still get closer and closer. Well, Lucy was not feeling it. She didn't want to go to Sabbath school, so she asked mom if she could go to Sabbath school with her. And mom said, yes, Lucy, is everything okay? And she just says, mom, I'm not feeling real good. And so Lucy sat in Sabbath school with mom, and pastor was teaching the Sabbath school class. And pastor noticed that Lucy, who is usually always happy, was sad. And after Sabbath school, the pastor went up to Lucy and said, Lucy, is everything all right? I noticed that you're looking sad and you're not in Sabbath school. And Lucy says, no, everything's not all right. She says, I'm just not feeling good, and I'm just not happy today. And so the pastor got on his knee, and he looked at Lucy, and he says, if you listen to the sermon, you'll get happy. And Lucy says, okay, if you think so. And so the pastor got up to speak, and while he was speaking, all of a sudden, a bird flew into the church. Who in here likes birds? Raise your hand. Now, a bird flew into the church, and all of a sudden, everybody's heads went up. And they watched the bird as it flew around. Lucy was stuck on that bird. And she was so worried about that bird that she forgot all about the pastor's sermon. And as the pastor was preaching, she was wondering and worried about that little bird. She says, if that bird doesn't get out of here, mom, he's going to get hurt. He's going to hurt himself. He's going to hurt somebody else. And her thoughts were on that little bird. And after the service, the pastor came up to her, and he says, Lucy, are you all right? Is everything okay? She says, that bird, he's flying in here. We got to get him out of here. And the pastor noticed that Lucy was not sad anymore, because her thoughts were not on her sadness, but they were on what? The little bird. And the pastor says, don't worry about that. I know how to get the bird out of here. And so the pastor told everyone in the congregation who was still left in the church to be very quiet. And he told the deacons to turn the lights out. And so the whole church was dark. And the pastor walked over to the back door where it said exit, and he opened the door. What do you think came in? Sunlight. And all of a sudden, the bird flew towards the light, and he made it safely out. And Lucy's face lit up. She was so happy that the bird made it out. And the pastor went to Lucy, and he says, Lucy, what happened to your sadness? She said, it's gone. And the pastor said, do you know why? And she said, yes, I think I do. And it was because Lucy was thinking about something or someone else other than herself. And the pastor pointed that creature to the light, and it put a smile on Lucy's face. Did you know God wants to use us to bring people to the light of the world, and that's Jesus. And he can use each and every one of us, even a little bitty bird. Let's pray. Father, as the children go to pick up this offering, I pray that you would please bless each and every coin and every bill. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come and get your bucket. Today's offering is for the children's program, I believe it is, or VBS.